podcast from Outlander Travel about the thing we love most, travel. We're glad you're joining us this week. Our goal is to inform, educate, and inspire. We hope that tuning in for our weekly chats will help push you outside of your comfort zone and add some new experiences to your bucket list. We also welcome ideas for topics, so if there's something you'd like to hear more about, please let us know. My name is Lindsay, and this week I am joined by fellow Outlander travel agents Sandy, Elizabeth, and Laura. Most people think of Disney, and they think characters and rides, and they can't imagine why some people go back over and over again. What could they possibly see in it? How many times can you really ride Haunted Mansion?
1 million.
Yeah.
Not enough time. Well, we'd like to tell people that you'll never get to do everything in one trip. Even as many times as we've been, none of us have done all that there is to do. So what are some of the hidden things that you can experience? We're here to fill you in on some experiences you may have not heard of. So let's get started. So who wants to talk about all the awesome water sports opportunities there are on property?
I have a friend that did this one. She did the package, unlimited tours and water sports. So she did parasailing while she was there.
I didn't know you could parasail at Walt Disney World.
Right. Marty did it. Shout out Marty. I don't know if she was.
I did not know that. I know that they have some motorized vehicles. I had no idea you could parasail.
Yep. You can parasail. There's actually the marina over in Grand Floridian. When I was there in February, I took a picture of all the stuff because there's fishing and, you know, things like that. That I'll have to, I'll send you the picture. Maybe that could be our.
I do have clients that fish almost every time they go. And, you know, the lakes are basically fed. I mean, like they, you know, they're stocked and it's throwback. It's not like you're going to eat what you pull out of that lake. Not that you'd want to anyway. So, they have a great time. It's a great way to spend half a day. Yeah.
So Sammy Duvall's water sports at the Contemporary has parasailing, wakeboarding, jet skiing, and tubing. I didn't know
you could tube. That's kind of...
You know what? We may have to do that next time. I mean...
We should. I think it's
let's
research.
Let's risk the flesh-eating bacteria and try that. So, that's an urban legend, just so you know.
It's research.
Not true at all.
Not true. Actually, I don't think there's been a single case of it actually happening. That's just the theory as to why people were told not to...
Because you don't swim.
Yeah. So, incidentally, with the water sport, I mean... Tied to the water sports are a couple of things that people may not know about, which are the fireworks cruises. And there's a few of them. There's one at Epcot, the Illuminations cruise, and it leaves from the Yacht Club Marina. And then there's one for Wishes that leaves from the Grand Floridian. And then there's also a Pirates and Pals, which is usually, I want to say, two times a week, right? It's like Tuesdays and Thursdays?
Yeah, there's actually two separate pirate cruises. There's a Pirate and Pals at Contemporary, and then there's one, the Grand Pirate Adventure at Grand Floridian. And that one, there's four different kinds of adventures for ages 4 to 12.
And they actually go, they go treasure seeking, right? I mean, like, there's a storyline.
They go treasure seeking, and they're themed, like, the Disney Pirate Adventure, and then Islands of the Caribbean Pirate Cruise, and there's, like, an Albatross Treasure Cruise, and a Bayou Pirate Adventure, and they all sound really great, and I'm very upset with their age limit. Disney,
please, I know, I was going to say, you might not have done this,
very,
right?
Very, very old-looking 12. I would like to all of these.
My daughter's about to age out, but I'm gonna take my son in February, I think, for a mommy son trip, and maybe he'll want to do that on his own and meet some.
Yeah, that's the thing is you got to kind of shove your kids off. But you could go do the,
see the problem.
Drink around the monorail thing. I mean, you know,
you could find something. You could do the monorail pub crawl while you're waiting for that.
And it's not terribly long. It's like a couple of hours, right? It's not.
It's just a few hours. And one of the coolest things as an adult I've ever seen in my life is standing in the Contemporary. I was checking in. And the pirate parade came through, and they came down the escalator and went outside, and it was led by Captain Hook and all of these little pirates with their bandanas and their eye patches, and it was so cute. It was adorable. So it's definitely something.
That Pirate and Pals cruise is family friendly. It's like the whole family. So even your adult 12-year-olds can go on it. And it features the Peter Pan characters. We won't necessarily say which ones, although we might have just given a hint. But
it sounds on the website, Captain.
Yes, it's very, very Peter Pan friendly. So if that's a big favorite of yours, then that's a great way to experience. And it does, they see the fireworks, right? That's part of the experience as well. Yeah. So you get to see the Wishes fireworks from the water.
So what are some other water-related things you guys know about? What about at Typhoon Lagoon? Is there anything special there that we can do?
Well, you know what? I think we should just talk about the water parks. Because yeah. Some people don't even realize there are two water parks there.
I know. Lindsay and I were trying to do this last time. Well, Lindsay, we're going to go again when I'm down there next month, yeah, if the weather is permitting. But we did Blizzard Beach.
I love how she informs me.
Yes. By the way.
Well, last year when we were there in November, it was 90 degrees. So, yeah, if it is like that again, yes, we're going to do another water park day. And do Typhoon Lagoon because we skipped it. We did Blizzard Beach. And one of the cool things that Blizzard Beach has is the we haven't talked about this yet on the podcast, have we? The chairlift.
I love that. No, I think we have talked about it because that is the whole reason to go to Blizzard Beach. If you like water slides but you don't like walking all the way up the stairs.
Oh, my God. But do we tell you about, like...
I guess I gotta tell you the story. Dangle chairlift.
Yeah. So the chairlift holds three people. And there's a single rider line. And so Lindsay and I were with my twins who are 13. And Lindsay and I are, you know, not small girls, but we thought that we'd put the twins together and that maybe they would get a third person, but nobody would dare put a third person with us. But they did.
it wasn't an average size third.
It was a guy like our size or bigger.
Did y'all fit?
We fit, but I mean, honestly, so it was a guy and his daughter. And, you know, they were in the single rider line to get a shorter line. And so they put the daughter with my kids and they put the guy with us. And I looked at them. I was like, you've got to be joking. And then I'm like, no offense, sir. You're like, really, right. It's not you. It's totally us. But I mean, I couldn't believe they squeezed us all in there. And then Lindsay was nervous anyway. And then it stopped while we were like halfway across.
Yeah, I was like, we are way over the weight limit. I don't know what this is rated for.
I'm like, this surely cannot happen. I mean, and if you look at the way they're kind of hooked on that rail, it doesn't look like it should stay on there.
I really don't know how Lindsay hasn't killed you yet.
Well, it turned out okay, and we were fine. Although she did have pneumonia or something and, like, almost passed out walking up all the steps.
Listeners, your mileage may vary. It's actually a great park, and the ski lift is one of my favorite things about it. The idea of Blizzard Beach is that it's a melted ski resort, right? Like, it's a ski resort that's sort of in the process of melting down for the summer, and or it's been hit by some freak heat wave or something. Yeah. I don't remember the whole story, but
just
anyway,
know they will put a third person in,
right? And so there is the ski lift. So if you don't like climbing all the way up that hill, and they actually have a very tall, the Crush and Gusher is a hugely tall.
Yeah, we didn't ride that one.
Yeah, I don't either. I rode it once. I got way too much
air time. The wedgie machine.
It is a wedgie machine, but I also came up off the slide, and I do not like sailing.
No, I don't like that either.
No, that's not my thing. Mm-mm. So, anyway, the ski lift is actually really kind of a nice pleasant ride.
Yeah,
as you're all crammed.
Although, you know, while we were on it, I was like, oh, look at like, I'm okay, Lindsay. If we stop here over these trees, we probably wouldn't die if we fell, and we stopped.
We're like, I think the lesson we've all learned those people. Is not to travel with sandy. I think we've all learned that.
I will prey upon your fears.
Okay, so moving on to other, so there are two water parks.
Under my I travel poorly, so you don't have to on your business cards, I'm going to put I travel with sandy.
So you don't have to. So there's two water parks at Walt Disney World, but other water adventures. Did you know you could scuba dive at Walt Disney World?
Yes, I did know that. Yep.
It's pretty cool.
Do you have to be certified, though, to do that tour?
Mm-hmm. At Typhoon Lagoon, you can snorkel with the sharks.
You can. There's a snorkel pool, yes.
I heard that's going
away. You can learn how to surf. You can get a private surfing lesson.
Yes. That's pretty cool.
Yes, that is very cool.
Yeah.
I haven't heard that it's going away, so that would be something.
I heard that it might be going away. I'll let you know. Okay. I'm going there next month.
But the scuba diving, you're actually diving in the tanks at the Living Reef at Epcot. Mm-hmm. And one of the cool things about this, and I have friends, actually Maureen, who has been on our show before from Malta, her husband is certified in scuba, and they are getting their son certified right now.
Awesome.
And when he was a wee lad, he's not that big right now, but when he was a wee lad, they actually went to Epcot, and he didn't know that his dad was going to be scuba diving in the tank. And so you can eat at the Coral Reef Restaurant, which is part of that tank, and his dad comes floating down.
So
you actually do get to dive in the tanks there, which and he loves, I mean, they're going to do it again this time, you know, their son is going to do it, but he says it's a great experience. So
Yeah, it's not cheap either. They're tours. But
Elizabeth, I saw a marriage proposal that way.
Really? Oh,
wow.
It was on TLC or something like that. But the fiance or whatever they were eating, and he said, I'll be right back. And apparently he went and got all suited up.
Wow.
And then he floated right down in front of her and said,
aww. There's a lot of marriage proposals at Disney.
There are. And lots of interesting ways. So.
Yeah. Yeah,
I think the cost on that is $179 per person,
which really isn't too bad. You're not in the tanks for very long.
And if you dive, you know how expensive diving is anyway.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
But yeah, everyone I've ever known that's done any tour at Disney has said it was totally worth it, whatever the price was. So
we've done several of them, and every single one of them, it's been the best money that we've spent on property. It's so worth the you really do get that extra little extra magic on your trip. And it's really the only way I can get my husband to go. Every time I drag him along, we have to do something special like Keys to the Kingdom or the steam train tours or something like that to keep it extra.
Yeah. So we've moved on to the tours because we were talking about scuba diving, but you can do, and so Keys to the Kingdom is a full day tour of the Magic Kingdom, and it takes you into the Utilidors. And if you don't know what those are, You should do the tour.
But you can't take your children on this tour. They have to be, what, 16?
Yes, yeah. Yes. Because so. It does ruin the magic. And we're just going to use the word ruin. There's like, it takes all the magic out.
I haven't
out.
Done the tour, yeah. But... Yeah.
So, and then at Epcot, there is a tour that is really well-renowned that it does not interest me in the least bit, which is the Behind the Scenes tour.
Yeah, that's one that you can just walk up and pay for.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. So
and very reasonable, actually, that one.
Yes, and apparently it's fascinating. If you care at all about gardening, and I have a black thumb, so...
We should do it, Lindsay, for, research.
We should. They also have the dolphins in depth opportunity there in the Seas Pavilion. We should do the Behind the Scenes though, because I've talked about it. It's one of the ones that I haven't done. There's also the waltz from Marceline to Magic Kingdom.
That's cool.
Is that at Walt Disney World? I mean, it might be, but you said Magic Kingdom, yeah. So that would be Walt Disney World.
Yeah. It's Walt Disney World.
I've done the walk and waltz footsteps at Disneyland, which is definitely, if you're a Disney nerd, definitely worth doing. Because Disneyland is the one park that Disney actually walked in. So they talk about sort of what he would do.
One of the cool things that we did, Elizabeth, that they don't offer anymore is the Segway around Epcot. But you can still do Segways in Fort Wilderness.
Yeah, so. They're the all-wheel drive Segways or whatever, the all-terrain.
Yeah, and that actually started me on a Segway hunt in almost every city I went to for a couple years.
It's kind of unstoppable.
I love Segwaying. It's so much fun. But yeah, I would totally recommend that. That was such a good tour.
Fort Wilderness is like a treasure trove of things. Some of the things I didn't even realize that you could do. Like the hayride, isn't there, not a hayride, but what do they do for Halloween at the Fort Wilderness?
Well, the people who stay there, like, decorate, and you can trick-or-treat and stuff. And yeah, they decorate for Christmas, too.
There used to be carriage rides. Are there still?
There's sleigh rides at Christmas. They have archery lessons. They do some, like, yeah, it's kind of a mini vacation in and of itself if you want to hang out there. The times I've stayed at Fort Wilderness, I've only stayed one night. I think I've dragged a couple of you along with me. But the Chip 'n Dale thing. That's really cool. They do the Chip 'n Dale sing along, and they do like a marshmallow roast kind of thing, and that is no charge. So if you want to do a cute little character interaction without paying the character meal price, that's a good one to go over and do.
Mm-hmm.
That's really fun.
And there's a movie afterwards, usually on the screen. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So after the sort of campfire songs and stuff, they do.
Yeah, it's really fun.
You can roast you can get the sticks and roast the marshmallows. Mm-hmm. I didn't know you could do that there until we were there doing it.
That part is not free.
Well, the marshmallows, you can buy kits there, or you can bring your own marshmallows. The sticks are like a dollar. It's really not bad. So it's really cool. So much fun.
So over at Animal Kingdom Lodge, there's some pretty amazing things. There's a night safari that's available for guests staying at the lodge or at the villas. And then there's also, most people don't know about this, there's two tours you can tour the two restaurants and do sampling.
Is that the one that's no charge? Or there's like an architectural information tour?
There is also a safari available to Animal Kingdom concierge guests only, club level.
Yeah, it was Sunrise Safari. Not, you might want to check on the dates on that, because the last I heard that it was no longer offered, and then it was offered again, and then it wasn't offered again.
I have clients booked on it in January.
Okay, yeah, because I did it when I was there, and I tried to book someone into it after that, and I couldn't.
Yeah, no, I have clients on it in January, so unless it goes away, I mean, I guess they could. I guess they still could cancel it. January is still several months
away. Is it a special safari?
Is it a what?
Is it still the Sunrise one?
Is it special? Is it different than any every else goes on? Or?
It is special. It includes a meal. And I actually want to say it's a sunset safari now. I'd have to look
back.
Okay,
that's...
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's
like,
difference. Because yeah. It's no longer the sunrise. Now they're doing it in the evening. Yeah. That's why they changed it.
Mm-hmm.
There's also the Wild Africa track, which if your budget does allow it, it is well worth the money, in my opinion. I will never be closer to hippos and crocodiles than I was.
Hippos!
On that. you would love it, Sandy.
That's so lovable.
You get a vest with a harness, and you get to walk across a bridge over where the hippos are, and then they feed the hippos lettuce.
Yep.
Aw, because they're vegetarians, and they're so sweet.
No. They're... No. But anyway, Sandy's in her delusional state.
So,
the salad before their meal, Sandy.
Yeah, right?
That tour is 8 and up, though. And actually, you will note that some of these sort of more adventurous, or like the scuba diving also has age limits. Even, you know, you have to be certified to do it. So obviously, there's the scuba certification
limit. Segway has an age limit, too. Yep. I want to say 16. I'm not sure.
I know that the safari, the Africa trek is 8 and up, because I was sort of waiting for my son to get old enough to do it.
So switching gears, I was going to talk about something that I discovered when I was there in January that I didn't know you could do. It was whenever, it was marathon weekend, and we always stay an extra day to just enjoy the parks after the race. And my friend and I, Terry, we met these people who were doing this wine tasting, and they were doing it through different countries. So we kind of hung around with them and went and watched them drink their wine. But basically they paid this price, and I can't remember what it was. Lindsay, you might know about this, but they basically go to like Germany and France and Italy, and they get like these wine, like kind of like when you do the, what's it
flights.
Called? It's like a flight. Yeah. You get a flight of wine and you get to taste all these. So that was kind of cool. And we were in little rooms that I never really even noticed before in Epcot, which is one of the cool things I love about Epcot. When you get back into the pavilions and you discover places that you didn't know were there, you know, so that was really cool. And that's one of my bucket list things that I definitely want to do.
That's the best when you're wandering around. That happens to me. It doesn't matter how many thousands of times I go. Every time I'm in Morocco, I kind of feel like I could find a room that didn't exist before.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Morocco's totally like that. Yeah.
Well, for me, a really low-key behind-the-scenes thing that the people may not think of, and especially if you have a kind of an older child or a child who's a collector, is I love, one of my favorite things about going was the pennies.
The crushed
pennies. Yeah, and I probably came back over the, you know, the two or three times that we went. I probably had 40 of them, you know, but, you know, it was just kind of like, it was a fun, you know, I love puzzles and you know, finding scavenger hunts and that kind of thing. So it was just fun.
Yep. There are actually guides to those online. You can actually download like PDF guides that tell you like which ones are at which places. And
yeah.
And so, yeah, we've done that before. The only drawback is you're carrying around a couple rolls of quarters and a roll of pennies, which is, it's heavy.
Yeah.
But yeah, we've done
over a few days.
While you're doing the World Showcase.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. My kids loved that last time. That's funny you mentioned that, 'cause we just did it this last time we were there. And, my son Owen was talking about how it was his favorite thing. He's like, I love collections and this is a collection. And then he lost the book day one. So we found it, and the Lost and Found was really great about bringing it to our hotel. So that was nice. But
nice.
Yeah, that was a really cool. In fact, we're going to fill it up, and we're kind of budgeting so they can fill up the quarter slots in their book, because you can also do quarters.
While we're talking about Epcot, I know a lot of people know about this already, but just in case for those who don't, the KidCot the crafting experience around the World Showcase.
Mm-hmm.
And Epcot really actually has a lot of hidden gems as far as entertainment. The acrobats, is the candy lady still there in Japan?
I haven't
seen her in a while, but she's cool.
You know, that to me, every time I go, I see something new in Epcot that I hadn't seen before. I love all of the little entertainment.
Well, and while we're talking about that, years and years ago, there's a resort called the Disney Institute, which is today the Saratoga Springs Resort. It was this great concept. It was in the Eisner years, and the idea was sort of harkened back to Eisner's childhood, where he remembered these vacations that were also educational. And so the idea of the Disney Institute, the Disney Institute still exists as an educational thing, but it's usually corporate education. Anyway, that you could go and you could pay a fee, and in that fee you could take these classes, and they had everything. Cooking classes. I took some of the best cooking classes I've ever taken at Disney, and I've taken a few. Gardening classes. And then they had animation classes. I did a stop motion film. One of the things they did was an architectural tour, and I've told stories from it before. My story about Wilderness Lodge, if you remember it, with the totem poles, it's from that tour. But one of the things they did was they took us into Epcot, and they took us into the Mexico Pavilion. And I don't, maybe you guys will be like, oh yeah, I knew that. But she said, I can't tell you, millions of guests come through here and they have no idea. If you look, when you walk into the Mexico Pavilion, before you go downstairs into where the margarita bar is.
Yeah. Oh, there, yeah, bar yeah.
Is. Yeah, you know where that is. Before you get there, before you go down the stairs, on either side are these little dioramas, right? Well, if you watch, there's a scrim in those dioramas. So they actually change.
Really?
So there's actually two or three scenes in those dioramas. I want to say there's at least two in each one.
Oh.
And people have no idea. They look at it, they're like, oh, that's nice. And then they walk on. But if you wait long enough, the scrim changes and there's a different scene there. If you don't know what a scrim is, it's a theater term for one of those like transparent curtains that, depending on which way it's lit, you can see or can't see through it. So,
drinking our margaritas, yes. We'll have to kind of wander
around. Yes, you can go get your margarita and come back. And
now, is it up in the part where they have the
in that lobby? Yes. Okay. Uh-huh. In the lobby. So, yeah, when you enter the temple.
Have margaritas, it just changes all on its own.
That's right.
Like, did you see that? Did it move?
I kind of do bulldoze right through that lobby.
Yeah, I know.
So many people do. That's exactly what she said.
Tunnel vision right to my...
God.
And incidentally, this was long enough ago, there was no tequila bar there. So, but people still tunneled through because they were getting to El Rio de Tempo or whatever it was called back then. And she said so many people walk right by it and they're like, oh, that's nice. But there's actually a really... nice diorama.
That is so quintessential Disney, though. People walk by and don't notice so many things. And, you know, I mean, we're all guilty of it.
Did you know there was a miniature train set at Epcot?
Yeah.
Okay, you guys know
that they change it for the festivals. They change it for Flower. They put little banners down there.
When we did our Segway tour years ago, it was in... What was it, 2008? Oh my gosh. It was a long time ago. But anyway, we went through World Showcase before it was open, and they showed us a hidden Mickey in the train set. There was a bush that was shaped like a Mickey head. And so for years, I would go and take a picture of it because every year it got bigger and bigger, and now they've totally chopped it down. It makes me so sad, and it makes me think of these stories I've heard where, you know, different Imagineers come and go, and they don't always know that there was a thing there, and so it just kind of, things disappear. Yeah, that's kind of sad, but, yeah.
Of Imagineers, did you know that you could have a meal with an Imagineer?
That is on my list, too.
Yeah.
But that is always sold out when I look.
Yeah, the four-course meal in the banquet room, how was that?
It was a serendipity. I was actually at a National Youth Ministry conference, and two of the Imagineers came and spoke at that conference about they had created a foundation for young people who kind of walked on a different path, and it was called the AB Foundation, Assume Brilliance.
Oh, nice.
They said we need to assume brilliance in everybody just because the child is not learning the same way, is not turned on the same thing, that if you assume that there's brilliance in every child... And they both talked as Imagineers from that perspective about, and they were working on, I'm not going to remember, I'm so sorry, but the rides they were working on, the experiences they were working on at that point.
Yeah, that's so cool.
So they still have the Viking ship in Norway that's a ride?
Well,
no. No, that's changed.
That's a frozen ride now. Maelstrom is gone.
That's a new thing. It's a sore spot for many, many Disney fans. I'm excited about it. I haven't done it yet.
I'll be riding it, even if I have to wait in line.
I've done it like 5 times now, and I got to say, the technology kind of blows you away. Like, the tech is amazing. If you are into advanced ride special effects and things like that, I think that is cutting edge. Right there, but
excited.
The Disney purist in me, I miss Maelstrom, and it'll always be back over the falls. Thankfully, the motion of the ride has not changed, so I can put my headphones on and listen to one of the podcasts where they recorded the ride sounds and just close my eyes.
It feels like it. Oh God,
it'll be just like Maelstrom all over again. The Diamond the Imagineer I'm talking about happens at the Hollywood Brown Derby in Hollywood Studios, and it's in the Bamboo Room, and it's a 4-course meal. So that's on my bucket list. I think we should do that in January too.
Well, if you can get us a reservation, I'll do it. That's the thing. They only do it on certain days, and like maybe 2 days a week or something. And every time I try, it's just not available. It sells out really fast.
And speaking of if you can get a reservation, we can talk about Victoria and Albert's. So how many people in the room have eaten at Victoria and Albert's?
I have not.
Really? Am I the only one? No. Well, I've eaten there twice. So, however, and I have to say, I mean, I am a foodie. I love Victoria and Albert's, and I would go every trip if I could afford to do it, and I can't. We've gone for special occasions. We've gone for a friend's anniversary, and then I think the same friend's anniversary, actually, years later. So we've been twice, and we were seated in 2 different areas, and it was a fantastic experience. It's a multi-course meal, and very gourmet, and all the diamonds, all the stars. It's, you know, one of the best restaurants in Florida. Mm-hmm. There is an opportunity, however, to if you make your reservations, and I think is it 90 days in advance, Lindsay? Do you know?
It's 100, well.
Is it 180 for the chef's table?
For the chef's table, I think it might be 90.
I think it's 90 for the chef's table, which is why I never get a reservation, because I can never remember. But it's actually, you can Google it. I always think about it too late because I don't plan my own. I travel poorly, so you don't have to.
Yeah.
You actually get to eat in the kitchen at Victoria and Albert's and see them make these incredible things. And I mean, we're talking foam, we're talking mousses, we're talking pâtés.
Yeah,
talking...
Marty, who did the parasailing, did the chef's table at Victoria.
Oh, has she? I didn't. Mm-hmm. Oh.
And her pictures were amazing. Yeah. And you know, I remember her telling me what it cost, and it was about what I paid for the party for the census.
It's expensive, but it's not like out, like there are meals that you would pay that much for.
It's an experience. It's
definitely experience. And it's, if you're going to do it, I've always been told you need to do the wine pairing with it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's the,
although you got to take that easy. Cause the first time both times we went to Victoria and Albert's, I left there stumbling. And it's funny, the second time we ran into Dave Barry on the stairs at Grand Floridian, and I was so tipsy. I was like, hey, it's Dave Barry!
Sign this book for me!
Oh, God, that was terrible. And so he was actually doing a book signing with Ridley Pearson the next day at the Magic Kingdom. And he remembered us, but he didn't realize I was tipsy. I wasn't stumbling drunk, but it was one of those moments where you're like, I hope you don't really remember me from last night.
Just ignore everything I said.
Speaking of great things for foodies, I am very much a foodie, and my absolute favorite thing in the world is the Food and Wine Festival, and everybody and their brother has told everybody and their brother about it, so now it's no longer Disney's best kept secret. However, there still is a Food and Wine Festival on Walt Disney World property that is very much a secret, and I'm probably going to be set on fire by all of my friends.
You're telling people this.
No, Lindsay, only like 3 people listen to this podcast. Hey, Scott.
Hey, Scott.
Thanks, guys. We love you. There is a Food and Wine Classic over at Swan and Dolphin, and it is amazing. I have gone every year now. I missed 1 year when I was on a cruise in the Mediterranean, and I cried about it, whined about it. But I've gone every other year, and it's been fantastic every single year. You pay one price and you get a wristband, and it's all you can eat, all you can drink from like 5:30, 6:30, something like that, till like 10:30 at night. It's a really great deal. But that's right back in between the causeway between the Swan and the Dolphin. And it's once a year, and it's coming up October 28th. Oh, it'll be after this airs, but so next year, last weekend in October, if you want to check out something unique. And then also all of the fantastic extra experiences you can get at Food and Wine Festival. I've done a lot of them. I've done Party for the Senses multiple times. A lot of people don't even realize that that is an option that they can do. You can do a scotch tasting. You can do
chocolate.
Wine pairings, you can do special meals. And last year they started offering a lanyard where you can actually buy, prepay for a lot of samples. And it comes with a collector pin and you can go around the world showcase kind of on your own, a little own sampling of tastings. But then there's organized ones as well. And same thing for, you were talking about the classes from the Disney Institute. I think they've moved that concept over to Epcot for a lot of these festivals, because for the Flower and Garden, there's a lot of gardening classes. Yes. And there's cooking demonstrations during, actually now both of them, I think there was even a cooking demonstration at the Flower and Garden one. But
The difference, I mean, the cooking demonstrations, we actually had a full kitchen where we could actually do hands-on. And so Food and Wine, that's a sort of a disappointment for me, is you can't actually get hands-on, but they have some great celebrity chefs. But you're right, the Flower and Garden, a lot of those like gardening classes, those are straight from the Disney Institute curriculum. Absolutely.
Yeah. It's just a wonderful thing, and they do fill up fast. So as soon talk to your travel agent, plan early for those trips if that's something that's on your list and you are into horticulture or into the food and wine pairings and you want to do those things, book them early, because you will have to call and you'll get kicked out of the call line. I've done several of the sweet Sundays, and I think that's a really great for your value one to do.
It's definitely worth making a trip for Food and Wine or Flower and Garden.
And it is a great girls trip, incidentally. We've done it several times. It's like the best sort of...
Or a couples trip, you know, get away without the kids kind of thing. Yeah,
absolutely. So do you want to talk about the flag ceremony really quick before?
Yeah, so the flag ceremony, I've stumbled onto this before, and it always makes me teary-eyed when I happen to get there. So I think it's at like 5 o'clock.
It's at 5.
Yeah, so 5 o'clock in Magic Kingdom, they do a ceremony where they do a flag retreat, and they have veterans that they, you know, people who are there on vacation, and they're a part of the ceremony. So it's very moving, you know, it's very respectful. Walt Disney was so patriotic, so it really pulls that in, and it's just one of the coolest things. And I think they also do something like that at Wilderness Lodge, where they have a family that can raise the flag or bring the flag down.
Yeah. That may be true. I don't know about that.
I feel like that's a thing. But if you just happen to be like park hopping and walking into the Magic Kingdom at 5 o'clock, you might catch it, and it's really cool.
Yeah, I often recommend trying to get back, you know, right around 4:30 or so. You'll see them setting up, and then you can get through security and everything and get there, because it is the flagpole is right at the, like, just
right,
under,
right,
you
when
pass
you
through
in
the train station, and it's right there.
Yeah, well, the time I saw it, I knew it was going to be there, but it still brought me to tears. There's so many things at Disney make me cry, though, if I'm being honest. It happens a lot. My kids are like, "Are you crying? Are you crying?" I'll be crying at the Muppets at Lindsay. We're so excited. We're going to get to see the Muppets stuff.
I'm like a little kid at Christmas about this. This is like a dream come true. I've been praying for them to bring more Muppet things. And now we've got Rizzo's Pizza. We're going to have the Muppet Mobile Labs and the, oh my gosh, I'm so.
The thing at in Magic Kingdom. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
The great moments in history with Muppets. Yes. And the,
we'll talk the, about it.
I really hope this, knock on wood, paves the way for the ride that they scrapped, but we won't talk about that.
It's a maybe.
Yeah. It's a rumor.
I don't think it's ever going to happen.
Dream on, Lindsay.
Oh, well, that is our show for this week. We welcome and thank your comments and feedback on this episode, or any episode, really. To leave comments, visit us at outlandertravel.com and then click podcast at the top of the page and find the episode you wish to comment on. Or like us on Facebook at facebook.com/outlanderpodcast, or just search for Fly Away. And please be sure to subscribe to us on iTunes. On behalf of Sandy, Elizabeth, Laura, and myself, Lindsay, thank you for joining us here at Outlander Travel, and we'll see you next week. Gotta fly.